This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Yes, folks, and he's back, and he's live with us in whatever radio person. It's Jonathan E. Ward. Yes, the crowd goes wild. The kids have been missing you. I know, Jonathan, your kids have not, because you've been with them the last few times we tried to go live together. But they're doing a project, and you don't have to watch them at the moment. So we get the benefit, Sacred Fire of Liberty. So I was just in Canada. And our friends to the north, they love, well, some of them love liberty. They love the message I always bring, health, freedom, healing, liberty. And I met Sean Buckley. And he's known as the Canadian version of Jonathan E. Ward. I thought that was rather interesting. And I interviewed him live on the air. And he happened to say, as I mentioned you, of course, he says, well, that's interesting. I'm wearing a shirt that Jonathan E. Ward gave me.
Yeah, Robert, the truth is he gave me the shirt off his back, and I do mean that.
Yeah.
I went to an event in Chicago. I think it was in Chicago. Maybe, yeah, it was in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I had forgotten a shirt. I was there only one day, but the next day I didn't have a clean shirt, so Sean said, here, take this. And I said, okay. And I later heard that it was Sean's only shirt.
Oh, man.
So, you know, I mean, you know, a white shirt.
Right.
And so I felt bad about that. So I went back home and I forgot it. And then I realized, gee, I ought to pay Sean back, but I couldn't remember, give him his shirt back, but I couldn't remember which shirt it was because we had the same size.
Uh-huh.
So I went out and got him a couple of shirts and sent him those shirts. And lo and behold, I'm flattered to hear that Sean's wearing them. But Sean is a great guy. Yeah, it's true. They call him the Canadian E-Mort or the Canadian Dragon Slayer.
Right.
And that's because he is really an incredibly good lawyer. I'm flattered by that. But he's an incredibly good lawyer, and he has given it to Health Canada a number of times smartly in court. Mm-hmm. So... anyway, Sean Buckley is quite the barrister.
Yeah, you know, Jonathan, when I heard that, I'm like, okay, he's got an automatic ticket under the Robert Scott Bell Show. If he's considered like the E-Mort of Canada, I want him in, you know. And then he tells me the story, which I thought was hilarious and just beautiful to, you know, to his character that he gave the shirt off of his back to you. And, of course, to your character, you bought him a new shirt, and he's wearing it proudly and happily. And so that was a, you know, nice full circle there. And, you know, what, you know, it was a fascinating story because he took on the trial case of David Steffen. I don't know if you're familiar with this. From his family's from True Hope, and they've been battling Health Canada for health freedom, like many of our dietary supplement companies have engaged you. And you know, it was really a dicey situation on Sunday when I interviewed David Steffen because he was going back into the Supreme Court decision about his case, where if he had lost, it could set the families of Canada back. And I don't know if it would be international precedents, but they would be at risk of losing their children and their freedom if they'd been accused of, if something happens to their child, if they don't take whatever is considered medically appropriate action, including vaccination, other things. And yet there was so much misinformation that the judge had supplied to the jury that apparently the Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that there's a mistrial. They'd have to go back and retry the whole thing and allow that information that David and his team, including Sean, wanted to get in on the record. So good news for the good guys.
Yeah, that sounds great.
So they don't have
the best.
Yeah, go ahead, John. I'm sorry. I was just thinking of the freedoms that we have by virtue of our birth in the organic American Republic with a Republican form of government. But sovereignty being with the people here, it's not true in Canada or any under the Crown of England because they have sovereignty with the Queen still. So the concept of self-rule and self-determination, even though they yearn for it, it's not fully engaged or accepted in their governance system.
Yes, yes. Well, it's tragic, and they don't, you know, they don't have the protections of the First Amendment that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize that, but in England, they don't have a First Amendment. There isn't a written constitution in England. Parliament is essentially their living constitution, and parliamentary law is supreme, but they have no constitution and First Amendment to rely upon in the fight. So, if anything, Sean's achievements are greater than yours truly, because I had the great benefit of having a First Amendment to fight from, and he doesn't have that.
Mm. Yeah, that is,
so,
again.
Anyway, Sean's a great guy.
Testament to Sean. Like I said, I'm a big fan now from meeting him for the first time, and I really appreciate the integrity that he has in fighting for the little guy, fighting for the family, fighting for health, freedom, and healing liberty in their own way in Canada. So, Jonathan, it's good to know that your work is impacting on others out there, and they appreciate you as much as we appreciate those who fight for liberty anywhere around the world. Now, first story I want to ask you about today for the Sacred Fire of Liberty has to do with the FBI spying on the Trump campaign before he was president under Obama, the FBI, Obama's FBI. And Trump recently said this is bigger than Watergate. Now, I know that Watergate is a word used and thrown around a lot, but it seems to be a very big scandal. I'm trying to find validity for, you know, let's say, what authority did they have to spy on these campaigns prior to even being nominated for the Republican, or actually, well, winning the presidency, let's just say it, at least that.
Well, if in fact the FBI engaged in espionage of the Trump campaign during the election, it is likely quite a bit criminal, because there would have to be probable cause of the commission of a crime that would have been presented to a court to get a warrant to justify surveillance or eavesdropping of any kind. They could dispatch people to monitor what they're doing, but that would have to be with a basis that would be the commission of a crime, some sort of a probable cause basis. And there is none. There's a lot of, this sort of thing is not unlike Watergate. I mean, if you remember, the break-in of the Watergate was designed by the Committee to Reelect Nixon to get information on the Democrats that could be used against them. And it was a botched operation because they were caught by the police. But it's the same sort of thing. And it's a gross abuse of the election process to have one, of course, one party, the incumbent party, being able to use the instrumentalities of government here, the FBI, to pursue a vendetta or to pursue a effort to try to come up with information to be used by the opposition to hurt the probability of him becoming president. I mean, that's grossly illegal, and public employees cannot campaign for candidates for office, nor can they use their public office to benefit one candidate. Here it would be grossly in violation of those statutory provisions, but it also would really be an abuse of process and an obstruction of justice to use your power to prevent somebody from being elected by engaging in espionage and using that information, giving it to their opponent. If that's what happened, then really this is the enormous scandal. The whole idea that the Trump administration, that President Trump was engaged in some sort of collusion with the Russians to influence the election has absolutely no substantive merit. Never
well,
has
you,
had.
You think a year would be enough time to figure something out that they can pin on him, that you can go, okay, let's go for the indictment at this point or something. I mean, a year of all the access that they've had, and at what point does it become ridiculous even to the people that hate Trump?
Well, you can't indict a sitting president, cannot. You must impeach the president in order to prosecute him.
Mm-hmm.
And so this would only go to impeachment. Well, the purpose of the prosecutor is to supply the information to the Department of Justice to make an ultimate determination of whether or not there should be a referral, in this case, to Congress to impeach the president. Well, there's nothing here. I mean, meeting with a foreign dignitary or a foreign agent is not a crime. There's no evidence whatsoever that there was an attempt at collusion. The best that they can come up with is that agents of the Russian government met with his son for the purpose of giving them dirt on Hillary Clinton. Well, that's not a crime. You can meet with somebody who's a foreign agent who wants to give you information on your opponent. That doesn't mean, and as, look what they did. They dismissed the person. They thought that what they were saying wasn't credible, and they kicked him out. They didn't use the information because they didn't find any merit in it.
Jonathan, let me ask you though about the FBI as a whole. I mean, what's the constitutionality of a federal police force, and then what would the jurisdiction really be? Because it seems like they've become a political tool, doesn't it? I mean, there's a lot. If there are good people in the FBI, fine. We recognize there are good people and bad people everywhere, but the reality is this organization seemingly has been used for certainly non or unconstitutional purposes.
Well, it certainly has acquired in recent years a very bad reputation. And when you look at James Comey and his testimony before Congress and how disingenuous he was on repeat occasions in his testimony, I mean, this is the kind of thing that leads us to question, if this was the person who was heading the organization, and, you know, then you have all this other corrupt activity that's showing that there were overt efforts to help Hillary Clinton on the part of those inside the agency. So there's a lot of trouble there.
So what is the constitutional role of the Federal Bureau of Investigation if it has one that's enumerated specifically in the Constitution? I'm curious, and Jonathan Emore is the guy to ask. We've got a lot more healing of a political, sometimes economic level when we get together with Jonathan Emore, Health Freedom, Healing Liberty, always on the line.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, home for healing and broadcast radio. And 1 hour of those, that'd be 12 hours of the week. We have Jonathan Emord when he's not too busy with his family, his kids, which that's a legitimate excuse, right? If he's going to meet the FTC, legitimate excuse. If he's going, taking on the yellow guard, but we try to get him in here as often as we can. Once a week is all he can spare. Now, Jonathan, we were talking a little bit on the break, and for the radio listeners, in terms of, you mentioned the concept of probable cause, right? This whole seeming fiasco of the never-ending investigation into Trump-Russia collusion and the spying during the election, in fact, hints of Watergate, because that was the creep, the committee to re-elect the president, remember that in the Nixon years, and he had to resign over it. It was so humiliating or at that point in time, but I guess there's no level of humiliation that stops people who have control of government to violate the constitutional limitations of that government. And in the case of the FBI here, or this investigation, how do you determine probable cause with these secret investigations, secret wiretaps? And after the era of the 9/11 thing, suddenly there was a whole other layer or level thrown over the Constitution to subvert it in some way under the guise of protecting us. And why was it, 200 plus years we could protect ourselves, and suddenly now we throw away those basic provisions because they're no longer any good, despite the fact that there were warnings prior to 9/11. I mean, these are the questions I have, because I like constitutionally limited government and not a little bit, even a little bit more than that.
Well, the FBI has no more legal authority than the police in general to engage in any sort of enforcement activity or investigation unless they first have a basis. And that basis, in the criminal context, when they're going after someone for a crime, has to be probable cause of the existence of a crime. In this case, we have the FBI going after someone for what plainly appears to be a political bias. They did not want him to become president of the United States. They worked in complicity with the Clinton campaign, and they took bogus information from that British, you know, ex-British MI5 or MI6 guy that was complete rubbish. Upon any serious scrutiny, any degree of serious scrutiny, you would say this was just ridiculous, and gave credence to it, and they worked with a campaign to come up with it, a political opponent of the president's campaign. Now, that is corruption. That is government corruption. It is bias, and that is the effort to interfere with the 2016 campaign. That's it. The FBI was trying to interfere with the 2016 campaign by coming up with information that could be used by the Clintons.
So you have a federal police force, the FBI, it corrupt on the side of one political party in this case. You know, who oversees the federal police?
Right. Well, that's the problem of a secret police now, isn't it? And that's that as long as they can operate without having to report to a judge and present evidence to support it, their position, and have to publicly account at least to Congress for their actions, then they are a danger to liberty. They're an absolute danger to liberty. And they have been. I mean, over the years, there have been numerous abuses by the FBI. But the point here is, if it's legitimate, it has to be under the Constitution. The Constitution allows the president to ensure that the laws are faithfully executed, and that means ensuring that the criminal laws are prosecuted, when the federal criminal laws are prosecuted, and that all laws are effectuated. And to the extent that those laws would require investigation, he can have a Federal Bureau of Investigation. But if that FBI instead becomes a political tool or becomes a tool to pursue a private interest against, you know, the purpose that is constitutional, well, of course, then you have these other laws that are violated in the process. Most laws against government corruption, laws against abuse of process, laws against campaigning, a public official or public officer, an FBI agent, using his office to campaign or to collude with a political opponent to defeat another one. We can't tolerate that. We have to ferret that out and prosecute it.
Right. In the meantime, who is arguing against what's going on constitutional grounds? I'll ask Jonathan Emord about that. I think there was a comment by Mueller or somebody that they couldn't indict the president. Was that a reference to the fact that he'd have to impeach him again? We'll go back through this. This is a lot of information, but I want to get it down constitutionally after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, sometimes we say we take on the medical bureaucrats and, when necessary, give them a swift kick in the aspirin because we know how to address things that aspirin does without harm. But if we say it, well, I don't sell anything, so I still have, apparently, I still, Jonathan, have freedom of speech because I'm not selling any product. But the moment you sell a product, suddenly, they relegate speech to commercial speech as if our founding fathers ever made the distinction or designation. And that's an interesting question, Jonathan. What's the basis for separating out speech and delineating it? Free speech and semi-free speech, like commercial speech. That's not all the way speech.
There's no, There is no sound basis. In fact, the founding fathers, as you pointed out, had no distinction, understood there to be no distinction. And empirically, commercial speech and political speech are equally important, if not more so for commercial speech, because there are economic consequences. You can vote for somebody, and it may or may not have an economic consequence. Probably will. But if you elect a product, one product over another, has an immediate economic consequence. So economic liberty and political liberty were not separated until the 1930s, some in the 1920s, but principally in the 1930s in this country. And at that same time, they devalued economic liberty, again, artificially. There was, during the Lochner era, it's called, judicial efforts to prevent violation of economic liberty. It was considered to be a due process protection.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was what was known as the switch in time that saved nine, when the justices of the Supreme Court, against the court packing plan of President Roosevelt, mm-hmm. switched their votes so that some retired. So that then they drew a distinction between economic liberty and political liberty, and they ushered in all of the alphabet soup agencies, mm-hmm. allowing them to regulate the economy on the argument that economic liberty was not as important as political liberty, and then ultimately, in the Caroline Products footnote 4, they gave economic liberty only rational basis review and gave political liberty strict scrutiny, maintained strict scrutiny. So they reduced economic liberty from strict scrutiny to rational basis review, which means that whereas before you would have, in almost every instance, never be able to survive constitutional review because strict scrutiny is so intense, but they reduced it to rational basis, which means that if they can articulate any cogent explanation for their action, no matter how preposterous in reality or how damaging, that's sufficient to justify the regulation. So that's where the distinction comes from. It's completely artificial. Then they expanded that into the realm of speech and distinguished between what was known as commercial and non-commercial speech. Non-commercial speech being given full protection, commercial speech being given rational basis protection at first, then they later elevated it to essentially what's called intermediate scrutiny. So it's been a discriminated against.
I need to render my legal opinion here, Jonathan. That's messed up. That's my legal. That's
it
totally messed up.
It is messed up, and it severely damages the intended scope and protection of the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, there's far more regulation of what we say,
yeah.
including the wretched Federal Trade Commission,
right?
Than there is of anything said in politics. When the framers really intended this to be a laissez-faire environment in which communication would be the subject of prosecution only in private instances where somebody was defrauded or you made a false representation to induce someone who was just fraud to buy something or, you know, otherwise cause them to rely upon something to their detriment, then they could argue that that inducement was wrong. You could.
But those are violations of the common law, though. Those are easily understood, right? There was harm
right.
coming
those
from
action.
Yeah.
Those are. It's when speech merges with action. When I mm-hmm. tell you I'm gonna sell you this brand new boat, and it's actually 50 years old and has holes all the way through it in its critical parts, and you buy it based on my representation.
That's fraud.
And I discover later that you were ripped off. Well, it's the fact of being ripped off that is the wrong. It's not what I said. What I said was an ancillary to the fact of me taking your money on false pretenses.
Right, right. And that pre-existed whatever you said happened to the Supreme Court, where they altered speech to freedom of speech in some cases and commercial speech.
But also, even in the non-commercial context, if I'm in a theater and I scream fire and there's no fire and I cause a rampage where people kill each other and everything, I have taken what I could foresee to be an action that would induce that kind of thing, and I'm liable for what the injuries I've caused.
No,
and so in the criminal context, speech merges with action when action is imminent. If I tell you I'm going to shoot someone, and I have the wherewithal to do it, and I'm within close proximity of consummating it, I, as the police, can act upon that even though it was based upon your verbal articulation that it caused me to focus my attention upon you, it's still a criminal act in the end.
Jonathan,
I'm
trying to figure out a lesson here, right? If we look back from the Founding Fathers' warnings that, or Ben Franklin supposedly saying, what do we rot? A republic if you can keep it, right? Eternal vigilance, the price of liberty. And I look at this scenario where you mentioned the Supreme Court being ultimately responsible, even though under FDR, his threats to expand the court, pack the court, etc. But what does it say about our reliance as a people on the Supreme Court to be the final arbiter of what is right and what is wrong, what is constitutional, what is unconstitutional? Because clearly they've ruled unconstitutionally, in other words, to reduce speech from freedom of speech to delineations of something less than that, and then still call it freedom.
Well, I think it was Justice Frankfurter who said, we're not final because we're infallible. We're infallible because we're final. Basic point is that they're not infallible. The Supreme Court is fallible. These are human beings. The Constitution is a brilliant stroke of genius, and it is vastly protective of individual liberty. It's the thing to which we recur whenever there is a threat from liberty, whether it's from the courts or from the Congress or from the executive branch. That's the thing that we go to. The struggle to maintain freedom is a perpetual one, and the enemies of liberty are within the government and outside of the government and are constantly at work.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is that this creep that has taken place in the courts towards protecting ever more totalitarian government, essentially the expansion of the bureaucratic oligarchy, is a byproduct of Congress's abuse, which was to advocate and sustain the creation of this oligarchy. The courts just go along with it. They've gone along with it. The Constitution was the Bill of Rights was barely 7 years old when the Alien Sedition Act crisis occurred, when the executive branch under the Adams administration imposed seditious libel laws on this country, federal seditious libel laws that made any criticism of the president or the Congress or any aspect of anyone in government was grounds for prosecution. They prosecuted all these Republican editors who criticized government, and it forced Thomas Jefferson and James Madison to write the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions, which explain the meaning of the First Amendment, and they had to do it through the legislatures, otherwise they would have been prosecuted. This is under the Alien Sedition Acts. So the Alien Sedition Acts ultimately expired, and there was no congressional effort to re-adopt them. And the reason was that they were a flagrant violation of the First Amendment, as the Supreme Court said in the 20th century in a decision, as an aside. But the point is, the threats to liberty have always been with us from the founding of the Republic, and it takes constant effort by people like you and me to resort to the courts and fight, even when we lose. We have to fight this battle because it's the only hope to preserve liberty. We've never had liberty as a fact that is impervious to any risk. It has always been in an environment of constant threat. It's only because of the lives lost by so many patriots and really the struggle inside the government and outside the government, the heroism of someone like a John Dean to go against the President of the United States and defend the rule of law by confessing the existence of the crime in the White House and the Nixon administration, or others who have been so heroic in their struggles for liberty that has enabled us to reassert constitutional law and the rule of law against those who would abuse it. The Obama administration was rife with political abuse of the law. Holder was it's horrible. It was Fast and Furious.
Yeah,
all these things were criminal activities, you know?
Well, and the other aspect to this is, like I said, the fight for liberty, it happens on many levels. Like, you're taking on the oligarchy directly in D.C. We're doing it through the First Amendment and radio and sometimes, engaging in the government, with the government directly. And those in the states recognize the 10th Amendment saying, you know, the feds don't have the authority to do, let's say, X, Y, or Z. We'll nullify it. And then we now see the people in California, the smaller municipalities within the state, nullifying the state on issues of sanctuary city. So it's a fascinating thing. Political liberty, freedom at all levels. The battle ultimately is an individual one. But when individuals come together, fight together, of course, it can grow beyond just that idea and hopefully establish the terrain so that freedom is restored to our posterity, my kids, and eventually their kids. There's a lot of work to do, and we're going to keep doing it together. Jonathan Emord here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, the Robert Scott Bell Show, going deep. Absolutely loving this discussion today, I am. And we've got one more segment to wrap it up with Jonathan, and I've got a lot more healing stories. The bizarre combination of a drug and a vaccine to protect against cancer. It's an interesting story. I'll cover it next hour. But more with Jonathan Emord. Check out Emord.com and RobertScottBell.com right now.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance with One call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And Jonathan E. Moore wrapping up the Sacred Fire of Liberty this week. And you can link up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to Jonathan E. Moore at emord.com as well. We got a whole other hour of broadcast healing coming up. This week, Mueller telegraphed apparently that, Donald Trump, you got nothing to worry about. I can't indict you. Nothing you can do. It's just not going to matter. I won't indict you. And I remember you said this hour earlier. Well, yeah, I don't think you can indict a sitting president. I mean, you can impeach him. But, you know, what was this telegraphing? And would you recommend Trump sit down with a guy who's on a fishing expedition like this?
Absolutely not. I would strongly recommend that Donald Trump not sit down and answer any questions. Look, if there was probable cause that he had committed a crime, then that would be a basis to refer it to the Justice Department, which then could make a referral to Congress to impeach him. But a sitting president cannot be prosecuted for a crime unless they have been impeached first. And under the Constitution, if someone is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, as is found by the Senate of the United States in a trial, and the Congress determines that the person should be impeached and the Senate tries him, then he can be removed from office. Once he's removed from office, he could be prosecuted. But in this instance, Mueller's authority is narrow, and he's construed it to be a roving prosecutor. His authority is to determine whether or not there is collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians to influence the 2016 election. There apparently is no evidence of that at all. Instead, he's been going after secondary issues, tertiary issues related to some of the Trump politicos who he's trying to get them to crack and to say things adverse to Trump that he can use to justify a recommendation to justice that says, hey, look, he's committed obstruction of justice. Well, even if he had that recommendation, then it would be up to the Attorney General to determine whether he would do anything with it. The Attorney General said, oh, this is a bunch of rot, Bob, nice try, then that would be that. The Attorney General sent it over to Congress, or Congress chose to look at it because it was reported to them by Mueller, then Congress could raise articles of impeachment. Whether or not those amount to anything or not, who knows? There have been several attempts to impeach him in Congress, and people just yawn and said, oh, come on. That's not an impeachable offense. They have no basis for impeaching this president. He's done absolutely nothing that is a crime. He may have done things that people don't like, but so what? That's not a crime. It's not a high crime and misdemeanor. It's not an impeachable offense. So we're wasting our money, our tax dollars, with Mueller vastly. And we ought to cut him off the federal gravy tent train and send him off into the private sector. He is not doing anything that is helpful by pursuing a dead issue.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any evidence of this. How painfully apparent does that have to be?
I don't know. We'll find out next week if this is still an issue. Jonathan, we've got a couple of minutes, but it's going to go fast. But I'll plant the seed for maybe next week or a little now. A lot of states have nullified federal gun control legislation laws on the federal government level that the states say you have not the authority to do, which we get it. Nullify 10th Amendment. Can a state, or when will a state, nullify the FDA and say, get out of here? We want our people to know what's in a dietary supplement and what it does, and we're not going to restrict the freedom of people in our state or the people that sell these things in our state. You know what I'm saying? Couldn't we apply this concept that we've done for federal gun control on the state level to the FDA as well?
To a degree, there is a concept in the law known as preemption.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's within the constitutional power of the government to adopt a particular law and then or a regulation that is consistent with the law, then that law cannot be overturned due to federal supremacy by a state law directly on point. However, states can augment, and they do, federal regulation in one way or another, or they can take steps which result in different regulations. So a state could say, for example, the state of Florida, have determined that vitamin C is a very effective antioxidant in reducing the risk of cancer, and we are authorizing that representation to be made on all vitamin C products and orange juice, whatever, in Florida.
Okay. I like that train of thought. Let's maybe continue that discussion next week and whatever else is in the news, Jonathan, man. What a wonderful, wonderful sacred fire of liberty today with you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's Jonathan Emord. We got a whole other hour of broadcast healing. You'll never believe what Pfizer wants you to do with Viagra and a flu shot. We'll tell you next, because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.